Back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
We are back on The Drive here on KSRO, and we have with us in the studio, so few people visit us in the studio these days.
I have no life.
Well, thank God for that, because we're so lonely here. I'm glad you came in to join us. That was, of course, Harry Duke. He is going to be talking to us about a theater, and specifically the Transcendence Theater Company's Broadway Holiday at the Drive-In. And waiting on the phone is Meggie Kanzler-Ness. Hey, Meggie.
Well, hi.
How are you?
What's going on, fellas? I'm doing good.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, we are looking forward to hearing about your production, so I'm going to turn it over to Harry, and we can talk about exactly what this Broadway holiday show is going to be.
Thanks, Pete. Tis the season for Transcendence Theater Company to put up their Broadway holiday spectaculars, but this being 2020 means that it's going to be a bit different than years past. And here to tell us all about it is artist in residence from Transcendence Theater, Miss Meggie Kanzler-Ness. Welcome, Meggie.
Hello, hello. Yeah, we are taking a little bit of a pivot, if you will, because none of us can be at the theater live and all together. So this summer, what we did with our digital season, we put it all online. It was free. You could donate if you wanted to, but we still wanted to bring the joy that we would have brought in the park to, you know, our summer season. So that was very successful. And so we decided to bring the holiday show not only digitally, but now we're going to attempt our first shot at a drive-in. So apparently we are bringing 1950 to 2020 and we are going to do show our whole show this weekend and next weekend. One will be at SOMA and here at Rohnert Park. And the next weekend will be at the Sonoma Raceway. So we'll be having two live performers, hint, hint, I'm one of them. But we have a couple of hosts. And we'll sing a couple of songs, socially distanced, of course. And we're doing all the right protocols that we can, but still just want to share magic and music and memories, really, because I think we all need it right now. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And so let's give the folks some idea of what they can expect. Now, as you said, this is two weekends, the first weekend at Soma Village in Rohnert Park, the second weekend out at the Sonoma Raceway. And this you're calling the Broadway Holiday Drive-In. So folks need to drive to these places, park, and then what?
They will park, and then we are following all the protocols of, you know, you'll buy everything previously. It won't be touched by everyone. We're trying to be as smart as possible and still get everyone to be able to be in their cars and picnic. We are doing some interactive stuff. We're going to have a sing-along. I won't give away what it is. When you arrive at the venue, you're going to get, each car is going to get a goodie bag, if you will. And we'll all, you know, try to play. It's going to be interesting. David Gordon is the other performer and host with me. He just got off of the tour of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And he was saying, well, what if we did this? And what if we tried this? So we're going to do our best to play and be silly, even though we're not going to be able to hear any applause or laughter. So we don't know if, you know, we might be really bad, you guys, but we're having a great time while we're doing it. No, I'm kidding. We're having a blast, and I'm anxious to see how this all pans out. I just want to bring as much smile and joy to everyone as we can. And if everybody needs further information, the easiest thing is bestnightever.org. bestnightever.org. That's the easiest way to find out all the information for the drive-in.
I did want to make clear that these drive-in events are ticketed events, that you do need to purchase a ticket. You cannot just show up at the raceway and park. You must have a ticket to get in. And again, the website where all the ticketing information can be found is bestnightever.org. Now, Meggie, I'm assuming that the bulk of the show is, again, going to be highlights of holiday spectaculars in the past, displayed on a giant inflatable screen. Am I right?
That's right. So we've done 5 years now, which sounds crazy, but we have done 5 years now of the holiday show. Usually we're out in the park. So when we started doing our holiday show, We moved it to Luther Burbank Center, and we've done it a couple of other places as well. So we had 5 years of material to look at and kind of splice together. It's musical theater, it's pop music, it's tap dancing, then it's a country song. You don't know what's coming next. Wonderful dancing, Broadway performers, and we've spliced together the best of the best, and we can't wait to share it with everyone. I've been watching it for a few months now, just trying to like pare down everything, but there's such beautiful, beautiful moments. And especially with the Raceway, with the ideas that we have for making it interactive, I think it's going to be a beautiful and very special thing. And I'm trying not to give anything away. I'm the worst with secrets.
Heaven forbid.
The Christmas presents, I'm the worst.
Heaven forbid our listening audience should have any clue about what they're going to see, Meggie.
No, they're not allowed. They just need to know that they will show up. They will enjoy themselves immensely, and it's going to be unlike any other event that's going on right now, and you'll be safe and cozy in your own car, and you won't have to worry about a thing.
Now, I'm assuming, like most modern drive-ins, the audio will be able to be played over their car's stereo system. Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct.
All right, so it's not like they have to roll down their windows and cup their ears to attempt to hear you guys.
No, not at all. You'll be completely taken care of.
All right. And you and David Gordon are the co-hosts of the event. And I assume there's a small stage that's been constructed somewhere?
Yeah. So we are, I'm actually watching them right now as they're building it up. We've got a small stage, and we are going to be singing to track, so there won't be a live band.
Good point.
But it will just be the two of us, and kind of we even came up with a spoiler alert, a socially distanced tap dance, let's say that. I'll give you a little bit of that.
A socially distanced tap dance. What, your feet are 6 feet apart from each other?
Feet, hands, masks, everything. 6 feet apart, but, you know, we're just trying to, like, find the funny and bring the fun, and I'm really excited to see how it all turns out.
All right. Now, you say that the lots will open at both locations at 5 p.m., and then the show will begin at 6 p.m., and about how long does the show run?
We will be finished by 9 o'clock, usually a little bit before 9 is what I'm thinking. But yeah, it's, we've got a few thank yous to say in between and got a few little gimmicks to pull out. So you will be out of there by 9.
And, as I understand it, as opposed to some, certainly you're in park festivals, alcohol is not permissible on the grounds during these performances. Is that correct?
That's right.
Now, will there be any food trucks or anything available as there have been in the past? Or is, again, this something where...
Oh, yes. The food trucks will be there. We, on the website, we've got... We'll let you know which will be there what night. And then if you want to pre-plan your picnic and pack something else, that's great, too. But it will be available and still socially distanced, and they're being smart about the lines and how they're handling things, so...
Now, I'll ask you for an update, if I can, this. We're hearing on the news a lot about perhaps the governor's decision to clamp down further on events. Is there any possibility of these events being affected by that?
Well, you know, we were talking about that the past couple of days, but then especially today. We in Sonoma have been in the purple color on the map for a very long time, so I don't foresee us shutting down very quickly. I see us possibly in a couple of weeks. So we're hoping that we can do this weekend and next weekend, and we'll just be paying attention to the news like everyone else, and we'll always take into consideration how to keep everyone very safe. And if we need to shut it down, we will shut it down. So fingers crossed that everyone will just be smart, and hopefully we can make some Christmas joy happen.
Okay, we're talking about Transcendence Theater Company's Broadway Holiday at the Drive-In. Its opening performance is tomorrow night, December 4th, at the Somo Village in Rohnert Park. It runs this weekend, the 4th, 5th, and 6th. All three shows begin at 5 o'clock, correct, Meggie? Or excuse
That's
me, the
right.
Lots open.
Yeah, the lots open at 5, the show begins at 6.
And then next weekend, it will be out at the Sonoma Raceway, same times. Parking lot opens at 5, show begins at 6, runs for a couple of hours. There will be food and beverage options available there, social distancing and COVID safe practices in effect at all times. These are ticketed events that do require you purchasing a ticket. You can find that information at bestnightever.org. But if you can't make it to those performances, you can still check the show out online. Correct, Meggie?
That will happen later on this month, but we're just hoping we get to see a lot of people at our drive-in.
All right. Now, tell us a little bit about your connection to Transcendence. You're a Broadway and touring performer who somehow ended up in Sonoma. Give us some sense of your background here.
Well, I came out to Transcendence in 2014, and I was here in Sonoma for 2 weeks only, and then went back to New York, and I thought, I just have to figure out how to get back there. There was just such a beautiful community spirit, and Transcendence loved working within the community and giving back, and it just changed my viewpoint in terms of theater and what I had been doing for years. It suddenly became more about the community and arts as an act of service, as opposed to just going into this Broadway theater and doing 8 shows a week. You don't see your community in front of you. You don't necessarily interact, and you leave, and it just felt a little selfish. And when I came out here, I thought, wow, they have it figured out, where we connect with the community, where we work within the community, and you just see genuine joy and such wonderful people that we bring out here. And then they just couldn't get rid of me, to be quite honest. Like, I mean, maybe they wanted to, but I had toured with Wicked for a while, and I had performed on Broadway in a couple of shows, and I just thought, they have it figured out, and this is what we need to bring to kids. This is what we need to bring to adults, this reminder that everyone's an artist. Everyone can, you know, sing, dance, be silly, but also that music touches us all in a very different way. So I just, yeah, I was a sucker for them, and I suckered them into hiring me, I guess.
Well, as you said, Transcendence is so much more than these wonderful Broadway-style productions that you've been put on. You have these educational programs. You have these outreach programs. And it's great that you're doing your best to figure out a way to continue the tradition of the Broadway Holiday Spectaculars. We've been talking to Meggie Kanzler-Ness of Transcendence Theater Company about their Broadway Holiday at the Drive-In events. Again, the first event opens tomorrow night at the Somo Village in Rohnert Park. It runs this weekend, the December 4th, 5th, and 6th performances. The lot opens at 5 o'clock. The show begins at 6. If you can't make it to Rohnert Park and you want to head out to the Sonoma Raceway, you can do that the following weekend. Same thing, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday performances. The parking lot opens at 5 o'clock. The show begins at 6. And for all sorts of additional information, in particular about the online options that you'll have further down the line, please go to bestnightever.org for ticketing and other information. Meggie, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you for calling
And
in.
Tell Tony we said break a leg, but he's a dancer, so really not.
Yeah. Metaphorically speaking,
yes,
break a leg.
Only in the best sense.
Yes. Okay, check it out, the Broadway Holiday Show from Transcendence Theater Company. Harry, thank you once again for coming on and telling us about the latest theatrical event.
Always a pleasure.
It is.
I'll
indeed
be back next week for a radio interview with the San Francisco Mime Troupe. That ought to be interesting.
Yeah, mime on radio. Wow, that could be very interesting here. A lot of time for reflection on that one. Hey, we're gonna take a break. We come back, we're going to be talking about increased tourism tax. Stay with us.